We're going to head out to Eastern Michigan. We're going to be joined by Eagles head coach Chris Creighton. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thanks.
Well, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the impressive 42-14 win at Akron last week. And after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Eagles.
Well, I was pleased in several ways. First, I really appreciated how our guys embraced the weather and just the opportunity to get out there in the cold and play the game that we love. I think sometimes, you know, your mindset, attitude about those things can matter. And, you know, we come off of two very different but two incredibly frustrating slash disappointing losses, and really appreciate how our guys prepared and bounced back and then embraced, you know, the weather, and we played good football.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Creighton and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Despite the recent stretch of a couple disappointing losses before the Akron win, you're right in the mix of it, and an opportunity for bowl eligibility is right there at your grasp. And certainly that's the carrot in front of you, isn't it?
You know, that's we're well aware, you know, that six games makes you bowl eligible. And it is something that we want to be a part of again, for sure. But it's the moment we get outside of just preparing for playing a really good football team, you know, I think that our energy is being misused and misspent, and our team realizes that too. You know, we realize how good that Northern Illinois is, and you know, that they're playing for a lot, and it's a team that we have not beaten in my 5 years now, you know, my sixth opportunity, and you know, we've played them to overtime the three last years, and so they've been some of the obviously most heartbreaking losses that we've had, and we've had quite a few. So it's a monster challenge for us, and one that we're, you know, going to give everything we've got.
Check Van and his four-touchdown performance and 142 yards rushing in the win at Akron. Obviously a great day for Shaq. Just talk about what he means to your offense and what he's meant for you with his time there with you at Eastern Michigan.
Yeah, I love Shaq. You know, I mean, gosh, my first phone call with him was just a couple days after I'd gotten the job, and that was in December of 2013. So when you think of it that way, it's you know, we've been together for a long time, and I love him. He's an awesome human being, and you know, obviously he's a really good football player. You know, we lost him in the Illinois game, and then you know, didn't get him back. I want to say into the Western game, and so you know, and that was not a great stretch for us without him. And so he definitely makes our team better.
As you look ahead to a challenging contest with NIU, looking at film of the Huskies, what are some of the challenges they'll present to you, both offensively and defensively?
Well, you get to see a lot of film, but obviously most recently was their really impressive win at Toledo. You know, they were able to do what we were unable to do, and there's a lot that happens in the 3 hours that's very different, but, you know, they ended up kicking a field goal to win at the end, and we ended up, you know, missing a field goal. You know, to win in the end. And so what they did, you know, was really impressive. And their use of their quarterbacks, it seems as though they were maybe trying to get that figured out early on. Not that they were indecisive, but I should say maybe used to having both of those quarterbacks. And now I think that they're just really complementing each other. You know, each has a different skill set, but they know how to run their offense to suit both guys. And, you know, obviously their running game is fantastic. I mean, it's a great back, and you can't do that without a great offensive line. So, you know, you don't know who's going to be playing for them. And you know, it's not two different offenses with each of those two guys, but definitely an emphasis, you know, that can be different with the two different quarterbacks. So I think that they've, you know, they found their stride in that way. Defensively, gosh, they run to the ball. And I don't care what anybody says. I mean, that's every good defense does that, you know, and they do it. And obviously they've been playing good defense there for a long time. You know, their defensive line, especially the interior, is as good as we've faced. You know, and then I think too, the safeties, you know, are outstanding football players. So the way they get to the football, and how they're coordinated, you know, is going to be really tough on us.
You mentioned earlier in your comments about how you really appreciated your team dealing with the elements in the Akron game. And you take a look at the stats of quarterback Mike Glass, 20 of 25 passing in those cold weather conditions for 246 yards. Just talk about his performance and what that type of performance kind of helped, you know, settle down your offense and just be so productive in that victory.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, I mean, it was pretty chilly and snow was blowing and all that. And it really, we had zero drops in the game. You know, he did a really nice job distributing the ball. It really did not end up being a factor. And, you know, it's not just a mindset. The weather can affect, especially the passing game. I mean, if the wind's blowing, you know, 40 miles an hour, it's going to affect it, you know. And if it's pouring down rain, it's going to affect it. You know, we were fortunate, you know, that last Tuesday night, you know, our guys, you know, not only embraced it and went into it with the right mindset, but, you know, just physically played well, you know, in the passing game in terms of the cold. And, you know, that's how all the games are going to be from here on out. It's going to be cold, you know, tomorrow night, and it's going to be cold when we host Kent State after Thanksgiving. And, you know, you can look at that as, golly day, if we're going to be throwing the ball, is that, you know, just going to crash and burn there in the month of November? And, you know, so far we feel as though we've done pretty well.
And, Chris, final question for you to have success Tuesday night. What do you need to accomplish?
Gosh, we can't turn the ball over, and we've got to take it away. You know, as we look at our first 10 games, you know, when we've done that, when the ratio's gone our way, you know, we really like what it looks like. And when it hasn't gone that way, we don't like what it looks like. I think field position will be a really big deal, you know, and so the first thing I look at that is the special teams. So we've got to be really strong there. We can't let them just march down the field and score. We've bent some, but we've also been we haven't broken, and those have given us the opportunities to you know, to have a chance to win games. I mean, when you look at Akron, you know, the first series, it went all the way down on the inside of our 15 or 10 yard line, and our guys held, and then we gave them the ball on our side of the 50, and our guys held at the beginning of the game before we got untracked offensively. And, you know, that certainly was a key, you know. And then offensively, we felt good about how we ran the ball last week, and that's going to be critical in this game as well. We're going to have to establish the run.
Well, Chris, I appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win over Akron. I want to wish you the best of luck tomorrow against NIU, and we look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
Okay, thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Chris. For Chris Creighton and his Eastern Michigan Eagles in that 42-14 win at Akron, again, running back Shekban, 142 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns in that victory. And for Eastern Michigan, they will be at NIU tomorrow, Tuesday night, November 19th, that game at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2.